Is it true that some of our tests have to be conducted abroad because we don't have the facilities to conduct all the tests within the time frame that's been set?
Well, tests get conducted in a range of different laboratories. They get tested wherever the best laboratory is that has the fastest, most accurate tests.
So having imported this rogue meat, we're now re-exporting it at UK retail expense to test if it is contaminated.
I think, with respect, we're confusing issues. We're talking about where tests get conducted. Tests will get conducted wherever the most appropriate laboratory is. Sometimes that's in the UK. It might be Ferrer in York, for example, or it might be Eurofins in Germany. It depends where the best test result is. I think consumers would want to know that actually the tests are being conducted in the best way possible, wherever that may be, to safeguard them from any risks there might be.
Well, Ferrer is in my constituency. I'm very familiar with their work and very proud of the facility. But Victoria, I think the British consumer will just find it bizarre that we're continuing to import this rogue contaminated meat because we don't know where the contamination is taking place. And yet we're now re-exporting that same meat to be tested within an arbitrary timetable. It's just getting more and more bizarre.
If I could just clarify something, we're not re-exporting meat. We're talking about having tests carried out in laboratories where that's necessary. And I think we really have to put some of this in a factual perspective. We have two instances here where we're aware of a contaminated product. Now, we've been quite clear, two is too much. But I don't think it's helpful to consumers if we keep saying that there is a huge amount of rogue meat being imported into this country. There is no evidence to support that at all. We need to get on with our investigations, and we need to get on with finding out exactly how this happened. That's what we're doing. We have very good traceability that is leading us to the most likely sources of this information. That's where our focus is.
So if there's only two rogue samples, why have Sainsbury's, Tesco's, Asda, Co-op, Lidl, Iceland and now Morrison's lifted all these products off their shelves?
Well, I didn't say there were two rogue samples. I said we have two rogue incidents. So we know the contamination in Ireland, which is being investigated, and we know about the contamination in France, which is being investigated. Now, as you will well know, producers make products for multiple retailers, and the steps that have been taken by these retailers, which are very sensible precautions, is to withdraw those products because there is a question mark over them. They are testing them, they are giving us their results, and they are publishing their results. This is serious. This is something that is being worked on, but we have to talk about it in its factual terms, and that's what we're doing at the FSA because we follow the science and the evidence.